I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. Pfizer is requesting emergency use authorization to give its COVID vaccine to kids ages 5 to 11. The FDA is expected to take weeks to review the data before making a decision. In a trial with over 2,000 kids, Pfizer says two small doses produced strong protection from the virus. Pfizer says it will have more information on a vaccine for kids younger than 5 later this year. The clock is ticking for Democratic congressional leaders to find a way to avoid a government shutdown and federal debt default after Senate Republicans blocked debate on extending funding and raising the debt limit.
There's no chance Republicans will help lift Democrats' credit limit so they can immediately steamroll through a socialist binge that will hurt families and help China.
The bill would have funded the government until early December. It also included disaster relief for Afghan refugees and wildfire and Hurricane Ida recovery funding. But Republicans say Democrats have shut them out of negotiations and are trying to leverage the debt ceiling to pass a massive spending package. Democrats must now find another way to keep the government operating. Without an extension, the federal government will shut down at midnight Thursday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told lawmakers if they don't act, the government will default on its debt by October 18th. Lawmakers are hearing about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan for the first time from top defense officials today.
Was it perfect? Of course not. We moved so many people so quickly out of Kabul that we ran into capacity and screening problems at intermediate staging bases outside Afghanistan. And we're still working to get Americans out who wish to leave.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley, and U.S. Central Command Head General Frank McKenzie are testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee today. They're facing questions about the end of the 20-year war, the airport terror attack that killed 13 U.S. service members and scores of Afghans, planning for evacuations, and how the Taliban were able to take over so quickly. Construction of the Obama Presidential Center is getting underway, and the former president and first lady will be in Chicago today for a celebratory groundbreaking. It will be located on Chicago's South Side, where Obama started his political career. The 19-acre site will include a museum, public library, and athletic center. Construction is expected to take 5 years and cost more than $800 million. President Obama will deliver remarks at this afternoon's ceremony. Newsy will carry that live at around 2:15 Eastern.